I've been a patient at John Scott since 1985. One of the reasons that would have taken me there is that at the time, as I am now, I'm an asthmatic. So that was one of the first things that was monitored for me at John Scott. We've had three daughters and they're all registered at the John Scott.
I didn't use the nursery, but there was the mother and baby unit sort of provision where you'd go and have the regular checks.
When we first registered, you always used the revolving door. That wonderful Art Deco revolving door was a great source of joy to many children who kept going round it. I mean, you know, that was blocked off, or rather, you know, you had to use the side doors now. But there were two things that really struck me. One was the revolving door, the entrance. I mean, it's not Art Deco, strictly speaking, because it was post-Second World War, the clinic. But the revolving door was just a lovely feature of it, I thought. And the second thing that's always fascinated me is the poverty map that's up on the wall on the left, immediately go into through the front entrance. It's a 19th century poverty map of the local area. But then also right down to the river, and it's there to this day, actually. It's a street map marking degrees of wealth and poverty. And of course, Highbury Park was a very, very wealthy street. But then you can see, according to the different colours, where the poverty pockets were as you moved towards the city. So there were those two aspects to it.